So really think about it. In God are all possibilities. In God, there's no time, there's no space. All possibilities. The Bible says you're hid in Christ in God.
Using the right two lanes, keep right to stay on Interstate 73 South, then keep right to stay on Interstate 73 South.
When Jesus walked on the earth, he would heal people. The Pharisees didn't like that, right? When Jesus walked down here,
using the right two lanes, keep right to stay on Interstate 73 South.
He spoke against all the boxes, all the cubes, all the 666 culture lies, the cult culture, your cult. He spoke about freedom. Freedom in the inner man. No matter what you do in the body is still a slave to this place because you're stuck. There's boundaries. You can only walk so far. I just dropped off a rider who looked like the Hulk, and he said he was at a concert last night. He started walking about a mile, and he was wore out because he went to the concert early and was over there for like 8 hours. So even a Hulk gets tired. Your body gets tired. You're limited by, you need water, you need food, you need...
In 2 miles, take right exit 103 via onto Interstate 40 West.
You're limited by what you can do down here in the body. But in the spirit, it's unlimited. Why do you think the devil thought he could be a god? He thought he was God, you know? Thought he was smarter than God. And when Jesus created man, the devil, humankind, all the creatures, the angels, the seraphim and all that, he knew there would be some creatures that wanted to be God because they thought they would have pride, you know. You can look at these models and they...
In 1 mile, take right exit 103 via onto Interstate 40 West.
They start to worship themselves, you know. These actors and models, they start to self-worship, you know. God knew that would happen, but he made a way of escape. And somebody said, well...
In a half mile, take right exit 103 via onto Interstate 40 West using the upcoming right lane.
Can you imagine the lie that the devil told a third of the angels to make them fall? A third of the angels fell. Can you imagine the biggest lie ever to make those angels fall from their place? Ain't that amazing?
Using the right lane, take right exit 103 via onto Interstate 40 West, then take right exit 103B to stay on Interstate 40 West.
And it's not amazing in a good way, it's amazing in a bad way. It's hard to even fathom that, right? The biggest liar.
Using the right lane, take right exit 103B to stay on Interstate 40 West.
That ever existed. And I think it goes back to multi-dimension. So if you're in Christ, you're hid in Christ and God, you're at the highest dimension in Christ. And so the devil, the angels are a little bit lower. When you get your new body, the angels will be lower than you. Right now you're a little bit lower than angels. But imagine, this is why the devil's mad at the human, wants to destroy the humans. Think about it. You're going to be at a dimension higher than the devil, and he has no power. He's already a defeated foe because of what Jesus did at the cross. But he just keeps doing the Wile E. Coyote game to try and irritate you, you know? If you can remember the Roadrunner cartoon, every time you face a battle, I don't care what it is, I don't care if it's financial, job, health, family, drama, marriage, whatever it is. The news, the media, the insanity online. if you can just put the Roadrunner cartoon up on the wall, and every time you get hit, if it's one battle, two battles, three battles, if you get hit with six darts at one time, just look at the Roadrunner cartoon and know that you already won. It's not even real. It's fake reality. Yeah, you got to deal with it because you can die in the body. You gotta function down here. I understand that. But it's already won, people. Actually, I think I'm going to print out a Roadrunner scenario and put it on my wall or my door when I walk out the door. I might even put it in the car. And somebody asked, what is that about? I said, that's the secret to life.
In 2 miles, take right exit, 208 onto Sandy Ridge Road.
The Roadrunner cartoon is the secret to life. The flesh always persecutes the spirit, but the flesh always destroys itself. And so even when God is sanctifying the saint and the flesh tries to climb up, the spirit in you will knock it back down. Let's say it wins a battle, but it's going to lose two or three. It might win one battle, but it's going to lose 10 battles, you know. And it really never wins because it's the flesh mind is death. Once you get the truth, you know, I asked a preacher one time after I got saved, I said, I don't want to forget what I've learned. He said, you won't forget it. You're sealed with the spirit of truth. You're not going to forget these truths. You're sealed with the spirit of truth.
In 1 mile, take right exit 208 onto Sandy Ridge Road.
Roadrunner always fails. The flesh always fails. The saints always grow. Roadrunner always wins because of his position. Who is it? His identity. Who he is. Who you are in Christ. You always win.
In a 1/2 mile, take right exit 208 onto Sandy Ridge Road using the upcoming right lane.
I've been trying to figure out why a lot of people a long time ago abandoned ship when I was trying to show them the truth. They don't want the truth. They love their emotions. They love their feelings. Their mama, their daddy,
using the right lane, take right exit 208 onto Sandy Ridge Road.
They'd rather be in the drama of the emotional drama game than seek the truth.
In a 1/4 mile, make a sharp left turn on Sandy Ridge Road.
So they always have to cut you off because you're speaking truth, and they don't want truth. They want the snake, the sine wave, the drama, the emotions.
Make a sharp left turn on Sandy Ridge Road.
Because truth tells them that their emotions are a lie. Most of the time. Most of the time, a person's emotions are lying to them. And when you speak the truth, they don't want to admit they're believing a lie. Think about it. It's the same thing as a narcissist. It's the same thing as when you're dealing with a narcissist. You don't want to believe, you don't want to admit it's all fake, it's all a lie. The narcissist is painting a picture, a fake reality to pull you in to a fake, it's a witchcraft trick. It's a witchcraft reality. Just like the movie WandaVision. It was fake reality. And anybody who saw through her fake reality, she booted them out. You hear me? That's what the corporations are doing. If you see through their fake reality, they gotta boot you out.
In a 1/4 mile, make a left turn.
The news, the media, the Democrats censoring everybody. They gotta boot you out if you see through their fake reality. They gotta boot you out. That's what Hitler did. Do you understand? They want a fake reality because they want to be Queen Bee and have a bunch of flying monkeys believing their lie. It's all the same thing as the devil. It's no different than Genesis 3. Wile E. Coyote's happening right now in somewhere in your world if you believe the lie. If you want to believe the lie, they got a lie for you. They got a lie. And so I couldn't figure out why these people I could see through their game. I could see through the line. They'd bolt.
Just ahead, pick up Kiara on the right.
They'd take off. Why? I couldn't figure it out. It's like it was just pressing them on me the last few days. The reason they bolted is because you could see through their fake reality and they didn't like it. They wanted you to believe their fake, false reality.
Pick up Kiara on the right.
Fake agenda, or whatever you want to call it. It's a trip.